Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah-ha, ha-ha-ha.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 45. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
See, I'm doing
Stop doing that.
Kicks thing the entire show.
Oh, my God. We will definitely get to Cakes' new whisper voice that is putting everyone on monkey stilts. Except for Cakes, who thinks it's genius. George Carlin or something.
He's slaying. Hey, yeah. I pretend to whisper about something, but I'm talking to hundreds of thousands of people.
Cakes is a weird guy, man. We're definitely going to get into that. Hey, before we get into the show, thanks to SeatGeek for coming on board. I'm sure you guys have heard the spots.
Definitely.
That's called a pre-roll. You'll hear them in the middle of the show as well and on other podcasts. I heard that Blue Shorts texted us yesterday, said he was listening to some random Odyssey podcast.
Some baseball podcast, and then all of a sudden you hear us talking about getting tickets for a Ravens game.
Yeah, so if you're a concert guy, if you checking out sporting events here in the fall, check out our guys at SeatGeek and make sure you use the code BITSEASON. Most importantly, let them know that that you came. And the guy who helped put it together, Ian, he is a biddy and a junkies listener. So a special hat tip to him.
Yes, definitely. And you know what? Show the power of the biddies.
Yeah, let's go. This is a big first time.
I know. This is a big deal for us.
It is. It is a big deal for us. This is like a national client. Let's flex those bit season muscles a little bit. So remember us when you're going to games and concerts here this summer and early fall.
People at corporate are turning heads. All of a sudden, we got a big Willie who wants to sponsor the show. They're like, oh my God, who are these bit season people?
I'm not jerking your guys' chain here. I think the CEO of the company might know what bit season is.
Let's go. Let's go. Oh, my God.
Of Odyssey. You've seen Ryan's face right now. I wish you could have seen that reaction. He just went from 6 to midnight.
People at Odyssey Corporate are psyched for bit season.
Yeah. There's a power struggle right now for bit season.
You guys just keep doing what you're doing.
Listening
and telling people about the show.
Yeah,
all right?
you think a particular episode's funny and you want to turn a friend on to listening to it, share it with them. And hopefully they'll become a biddy just like you.
Yep. All right, guys. Strange week here on the Junkies. The Juan Soto drama has dominated the rundown all day on Wednesday. Every segment was pretty much about Juan Soto.
It's like this week they traded bits.
I know.
The bits hit the trade block.
There have been maybe two segments this week that have not been sports segments, discounting the entertainment page, which I think we've only done a couple times as well. It's been slammed full of baseball, geeky baseball talk. And there's nothing we can do about it. We got to play the hits on the big show.
The last thing I want to do is break down prospects, but it's what we have to do.
Hey, did you see someone on Twitter last night giving Drab props and saying, "Hey, I didn't realize that Drab knew so much about baseball."
Yeah, underappreciated that. I saw that.
That made my night. I was taking a 3 a.m. whiz. I woke up and saw that. I'm like, that is silly.
You know what? People don't know this. Drab is in this like dynasty baseball league. I swear, he would run circles around Lurch when it comes to baseball.
I think as far as prospect knowledge here, it goes Grant Paulson and then Drab T-shirt.
Yeah. I agree. I also think you want to have sex with Jordan Walker.
That is my guy. I'm a disappointed Jordan Walker, but I already laid claim to Mackenzie Gore. So,
yeah. So he jumped from one stud to another.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel underappreciated a little bit?
No, it's all fake. I don't really know anything about baseball.
Why were you doing this don't worry, everything will be okay guys thing on Twitter?
I do believe that.
I know, but why were you like trying to reassure
First off, I like the Nats. Okay. They're my NL team. And I want them to do well, and the Nats front office has always treated us well. So I always have a soft spot for the team, of course. And I don't think this is the doomsday scenario that and you know what? Eric was pissing me off, and Awad was pissing me off, and Cody Betts was pissing me off. And these guys that are like writing off the team that they're not going to be fans anymore. It's the same thing that drove me nuts about Seahawk fans when we traded Russell Wilson. Uh-huh. I ride with the team.
Right. You're a company man.
Can I tell you something? I'm pro owner. I've always been pro owner. I don't know why. I don't like it when
Drab's the guy that you play for the name on the front of your jersey, not the back.
Here's why. Because at the end of the day, the players don't care about the team they're on.
No,
yes. They don't.
I care about
the... You think they have any kind of affinity for the city they're in?
And I get it. If I was a player too, I wouldn't care about the team. I'd care about who's paying me the most money. So I'm loyal to the team. I'm loyal to the front office. Whatever happened to... In Scott, we trust. Remember that whole thing that was running rampant in here for like 4 years? I thought we liked the front office in this town.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with supporting the front office.
And here's what I do now. I just get a jersey with the logo on the front. No name on the back. That's what I do. I stole Lurch's jersey that he got, and I think that's my thing now.
Like the ones they give to the ball girls?
Exactly.
Down the third baseline?
You know it.
That's what you do?
I'm going to rock it now, though.
Hey, but I guess people appreciated that from you, Drab.
Well, it was from the heart.
That was a nice gesture.
It was from the heart, and also I love prospects. Okay. I'm a mark for prospects.
He's a mark.
Also, when there's a salary cap involved, people always say, "I want the players to get the most money possible." Not me. I want them to get screwed because I want more money.
You want your team to spend the most money on everybody else.
I want that extra money in the reserve for someone else.
Hey, speaking of money, you had this weird comment today that I wanted to talk about.
All right.
I wanted to lead off the show with it. But
I guess we are.
I'm sorry.
Let's do it.
So Drab, on today's show, Drab uttered this phrase to the Junks where he goes, "I don't care about generational wealth."
Right. I did say that.
You did say that.
Yeah.
What? Can you explain that?
That wasn't a bit either.
The one thing that every man dreams of is setting up his kids and his kids' kids and his kids' kids' kids to have a great life. But you, on the other hand, are Mr. Scrooge.
No.
Keep it all for yourself. No,
that's not true. First of all, whatever happened to he who dies with the most toys still dies?
What? I've never heard that phrase in my life.
You haven't? That was like a big 90s phrase. It was like on T-shirts and all that. It was supposed to mean, it means like, hey, just enjoy life. You don't have to just chase the money all the time. At the end of the day, we're all going to end up dead, right?
Okay. I can understand that. I can get with that.
So... We live in a society now, I guess, where it's who has the most money, and it's like, okay, here's what it's really about. I don't really like my extended family that much. Do you like all your cousins? Do you like your cousins?
You know what? There's some I like.
Some you like.
There's others. I'm okay with seeing them once a year.
I love my brother, my brothers. I got a sister. That's my immediate family I get sized for. Mm-hmm. My daughters. Okay. What do I care? Okay. What do I care about some head seven generations from now that's sharing my last name? That's not my problem.
See, right? I could understand you saying, you know what? I want them to work hard like I did. You know,
there's also a lot to that too.
You know, I don't want them to rest on their laurels and just bank on their trust fund. You could have said that, but instead you called your great 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 grandson a shithead.
Why do I gotta be a Rockefeller, all right, and take care of like families hundreds of years from now? They got plenty of time to figure that out. My grandchildren will have time to set up their grandchildren or whatever it is. I always hear this phrase. I'm signing a contract. Carson Wentz. I heard him say that word. Generational wealth. Well, he has got 100 kids, and they'll have 100 kids. That money will be cut up and divided, and there won't be, you know, that money's going to be gone long before seven generations from now.
What biddies don't understand is that Drab has what, five siblings, four siblings?
Yeah, I have four siblings, five of us. Yes.
So, and your dad's been pinching pennies for a long time, getting dollar Costco dogs.
Right. Yeah.
And so Drab sees that pie getting split five ways when he kicks the bucket.
I
and that's what pisses him off.
Yeah. That doesn't piss me off. Yeah.
He read that will. Yeah.
I've been used to that. I've known that's coming my entire life. If you know whatever money comes my way is all gravy. But don't you think
you better start working on that generational wealth.
My kids are gonna be lucky if they go to college. Are you kidding me?
You know what I'm into? I'm into generational debt.
Yeah. I think it's over. I think generational wealth is overrated. I heard someone mention that one time, and it really spoke to me.
You know what I'm into? You know what I'm into? Yeah. Dying with unsettled debt, and then strapping that to my loved ones.
But don't you think that your great 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 grandkids, they gotta work for something?
Of course.
You don't want, if you win the Mega Millions last week, they would never have to lift a finger, and they would have everything set up for them. And money's not everything.
I don't want them to be richy rich.
Right. Everybody does all of a sudden.
I want them to grind at promotional events for minimum wage, like I did, like their grandfather did.
I don't know. I don't necessarily about all that, because I care about my kids, and hopefully I'll be alive to have grandkids. After that, they're on their own. Right? Make your own money. My daughters can make their own money, and then keep it going down the hill.
All right. So let's say Drab won that Mega Millions. All right. Mm-hmm. So how much was taxes?
After taxes,
like 600 mil.
You know, after taxes, and if you took the cash option, it was like 480 million.
All right. So 480 million to Drab T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So obviously you can't spend all that money. All right, and then let's say your daughters pump out kids, and you have grandkids.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with that leftover money?
It would get passed down the line, but it's not something that drives me. These guys all say that the generational wealth drives them, Bradley Beal and all this crap. So you see these $100 million contracts. You know what drives me? Living fast.
Living in the fast lane. Yeah.
Buying fast cars and taking exotic trips.
You want to blow it.
I want to blow a big portion of it here. Pinch pennies so seven generations from now, they can have a good time.
You put a million bucks on a pink sheet.
Right.
See what happens.
I don't want to be Warren Buffett living in a $50,000 house.
Although you get sized because Warren Buffett told his sister to go kick rocks when she wanted money to remodel a kitchen.
Yeah, and doesn't he have like a terrible relationship with his kids or something like that?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. No, that's not the way to do it. Warren Buffett's going to die, and on his deathbed, he's going to be, damn it, I wish I had more fun.
Do you think the junks obviously don't think like that. Think like you.
No, but how did that get started? You were talking about you're going to die with your money.
Oh, yeah. How Jason hates that phrase.
Right.
He says everyone who says it to him, they all don't want to spend their money anyways.
Right.
Which is a very salient point by him.
Cakes is a big generational wealth guy.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, he is.
He disagreed. He disagreed with that statement. You know, he's Cakes is Mr. Squeezing quarter till legal duties. All right. He's cheap and he's all about saving money and passing it down the line too.
Hey, what was speaking of cheap? What was with Jason's cheapness? Has really like
what
grown
else happened
exponentially? Now.
What else happened?
I just like I noticed today. He was talking about his daughter's birthday, and then he was like, "He goes, oh, I'm gonna have to take her out to dinner. That's gonna be so much money to take her out to dinner for her birthday."
Do you think is Jason in financial trouble? I don't know. Like, why
picking
would you?
Baddies.
Or is he just so obsessed with money?
I don't know.
Hey, my brother has that thing. I think my brother has to go talk to a therapist because my brother makes. He works in like security IT, right?
Uh-huh.
And he works for a company.
That's a great field, by the way. Yes.
Great field, right?
Yeah, it's
not
a
just
hot
IT,
field to be in.
But he's got all these certifications. Mm-hmm. Definitely makes six figures.
Protecting companies from theft.
And he lives in Dallas. All right, uh-huh. So cheap living.
Yeah.
This guy, I'm not kidding you. He won't spend. His kid broke his arm. Uh-huh. And my brother was like on the verge of tears because
thinking
about the doctor bill. This guy, he won't buy fast food because it's too much money, right?
It's almost like a phobia.
I'm going to Disney World. Uh-huh. I love my brother. I'm going to Disney World.
And the last place that the person who was afraid of spending money needs to go.
I got
to
sit outside in the hot sun and these long lines for hours and hours because he won't spring for the lightning pass. All right? It's a once a year vacation. He makes plenty of money and he won't spend the extra $79 for us to cut in line.
This is what I don't understand about Jason. He obviously spends money. He spent money for his daughters to study abroad. They went to Italy for a vacation.
Right.
So, he spends money.
Right.
But why is he lament? And then all he talks about is how much time he wants with his daughters and you know what I mean? He wants to get this quality time before mm-hmm. they end up leaving the nest and they're on their own and, you know, they're all grown-ups. So wouldn't you think he'd be happy?
I think a lot of he doesn't really care about the dinners. He loves going out for dinners. He goes out to dinner more than any of the other junkies.
So you think it's just a bit?
Well, I don't think he's really concerned. I mean, he let her invite four or five of his friends or her friends.
That's true too, you know, and he also invited them on their vacation down in North Carolina.
Yeah, so I think Jason's big on experiences. Now he probably definitely is irritated by buying the posters and the spaghetti strap shirts and all that because he sees that as wasted money.
Oh,
if things he's not big into material things, he's big into experiences.
I'm big on wasting money.
Same.
I want to be big on wasting money. Right?
You know how many golf shirts I own?
I know. Why are you tweeting people pictures of your golf shirt today?
Because some dude got excited that I was wearing a Roback. Robacks are hot.
Valdez has this thing wherever I know him. Whenever he gets a new golf shirt, he tweets about it or takes pictures of it.
I've seen.
You always make sure there's a conversation around your new golf polos.
Nah,
1,000%.
Prove it. I need evidence.
Okay.
I need evidence.
You point it out every single time. At least you pointed out to me where you go, Drab, you didn't say anything about my new shirt today. Well, you know how many times I've heard that?
All right, you want to know why I say that, Drab?
You were wearing a white one like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Okay, and it had the orange on it or something. And you were upset that I didn't notice your new polo.
Okay, all right, time out. You should be honored that I say that to you, Drab, mm-hmm. because I think you are the king of style.
Thank you. As I have my jeans rolled up my leg right now.
Drad's got the shoe game, too.
These are one. I have one pair of nice shoes. These are my
Jordans.
But,
a couple of nice shoes.
But I say that to Drab because Drab is the king of style around this place. Everyone else just dresses in hoodies.
Brian Mitchell's the king of style.
No, I think
he's always color coordinated. He's wearing all those shirts he wears are $100 shirts,
and they're free for him.
Oh, they're free shirts.
Of course they are. Hey, I was called Swag Daddy by Poet the other day, so I feel a little swag.
You're called Swag Daddy.
Swag Daddy. Yeah.
What were you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Just my normal stuff. I was just looking swaggy, I guess. I swear.
Maybe she meant scrub daddy. Because you need a bath.
Yeah. I do.
Hey, I want. Do you know what's going on with the stallion?
About
We gotta tell the listeners about this.
Oh,
this guy,
gosh.
For a swag daddy, he's a big bub guy. I don't know how else to say it. He came in here today, okay, sweating in a full blown panic, and he goes, Drab, I just sideswiped somebody. And I'm like, what? What happened?
I think Stallion wants attention because he did the same bit to me, where he comes in like he's got some secret he's gonna tell me. Right. He told me that he nicked some dude's tire.
No. He didn't say nicks. He's making this whole thing about it. He said the word sideswiped 100 times. Okay,
I did.
I'm like, Jesus, dude, would you just smash a car on 395? Like, are you getting a T-bone somebody? Like, what the hell just happened? And he goes, look, and he brings out his phone and he takes a picture of
a car. Let me see the picture.
Car in the parking garage downstairs. Okay. I can't even see this freaking drama queen. I can't even see.
Are you kidding me?
The damage.
This is what you were freaking out about.
Okay.
Well, here's
Somebody ran over a bird poop.
It's got a what? Do you have a white car?
Yes.
Okay. It's got a white smudge on the tire, and maybe a little bit of paint on their fender.
It does.
You could honestly get on your knees and scratch that out.
I didn't know if I'd get in trouble.
You could have rolled that paint off with your fingernail.
I could have, but I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I came in a panic.
When you drive a Fisher Price car, leaving marks like that?
No, here's why I came into
there's
a
no
panic.
But there's no damage.
Yeah, there's no damage. No
nothing. Okay.
You know what it is? It's because I guarantee you this person's car is a million times better than Stallion's.
So much better.
So look, what is it? Some sort of GMC?
It's sort of GMC.
Yeah. I saw
probably
the
like some cast. Denali or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it an SUV?
Yeah, it's a nice one.
And so now he
feels... I hope it's Sam Weiner's.
Yeah, I know.
So now he feels ashamed because his crappy car made contact with this person's elite car.
Yeah, you do drive a Hoopty. What do you drive?
Yeah, I drive a Hyundai Accent with a hatchback on it.
What year is it?
It's actually a 2016, so it's relatively new.
Hyundai. All right.
Hyundai. Yeah.
I rode it onto the deli down the street with him.
It is numb. If we get into a wreck, we're dead.
Hold on. That's like one step away from a Daewoo.
Hey, let me see a picture of the note.
Yeah, here's the original note.
Okay,
let me hear this poor grammar.
Okay, first of all,
this is going to be like the Jersey Shore. Okay. Remember when they wrote a note to Sammy? This is the same thing.
Okay, if I did that, and then keep in mind, guys, there's no damage. There's a small streak of paint that you could have rubbed off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most people, I would have said, just found a new parking spot. And they would have never known.
Okay.
Not
true.
I probably would have left my name and phone number. Listen to this drama queen. Okay. Ryan Clary. And he gives his phone number and his email address. I sideswiped. First of all, I sideswept your car. Nice language. Look at this penmanship. Looks like he wrote it with his toes, by the way. I sideswept your front right tire this morning around 10:15 this morning. This morning around 10:15 this morning.
Hey, are you sure math was the only class you failed?
I was nervous.
Please, and then he scratches a word out. Please please contact me for my insurance. I'm so sorry, Ryan.
Let me see that letter.
Can this be any more dramatic?
I didn't know what to say.
All right, number one, if you're going to leave a note, type it up.
Well, you can't really type it up. Let's say you're in a grocery store or something like that. So a lot of times you got to leave.
Okay, okay. All right, that makes sense.
I mean, terrible penmanship.
Yeah, the
worst at the station by far.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Would you miss? He's misspelled my M Y. All
right. So it's just like way over the top. You just say,
I sweat.
I bumped your car. I'm sorry. Here's my phone number. Right.
Yes.
First, I had to tell him. I'm like, he doesn't even know what a deductible is. He doesn't know anything.
No, okay? I kind of know. I needed some professional advice. That's what I needed today.
I said, bro, your car, I said, you're not going to use insurance for that. First of all, the guy's not going to call you. He's going to look at that and laugh at it. And if he does call you, you're not going to use your insurance for that. That's going to cost you like $300 estimate, and you're going to pay cash with it. And you're not going to bump up your rates. And you have to meet the $500 deductible. deductible. Yeah.
Okay, I know. But here's the thing. I saw someone. I knew someone who was parked next to it. I saw Shaq in the pack. He was out there on level two. So he saw me hit it. Then Brock saw me hit it. And so I didn't know what to do. No. I'm like,
I
witnessed.
They didn't see you hit the car. They saw you probably having a hissy fit, throwing your the surrender cobra right next to the car.
Shut up. Shaq saw me hit it.
Oh, he actually saw you both.
But except I just acted like I didn't hit it. I acted like it was my front bumper that fell off. And so I just lied to him. And then I was going to cover up the story.
He wouldn't be so worried about this and about the expense of fixing someone's car if he wasn't buying $500 jerseys.
Zimmerman. It's different.
Why don't you ask the person? You should have wrote down here. Do you take bobbleheads as payment?
You know what I told him to do? I had him rewrite the note. I said, that note sucks. All right. You don't want that guy contacting your insurance and asking for, like, filing a claim. I said, just leave your phone number and then tell him when he calls you, if he calls you, just say, can you get an estimate? I want to pay for it in cash if he wants to take it in.
Yeah.
Well, I did leave a note, but I wanted to say that I lightly tapped his car. That's what I said this time.
That's okay, but why did you use the words sideswept?
I technically did, because I was turning into the parking spot and I sideswept the car.
Sideswipe's connotation is completely different than love tapping your tire.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
So what did the new note say?
So I wrote my name, email, phone number, and I just said, sorry about this. I lightly tapped into your front right tire. Give me a call if you need anything. Thanks.
Okay.
That's it. Right,
that's a million times better than this.
Yeah. And I know. I didn't know what to say.
Hit your car this morning, earlier this morning.
I hit your car this morning at 10:15 a.m. this morning. Bring up the Ronnie note.
What's the Ronnie note?
The Jersey Shore Ronnie note.
I don't remember.
It's infamous. You don't know the Ronnie note?
I don't remember the Ronnie
note. They wrote this anonymous letter to Sammy about Ronnie cheating on her.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I got it here.
Here, read it, because it's the same exact vibes, the same dumb grammar and everything.
Sam, the first night at bed when you left, Ron made out with two girls and put his head between a cocktail waitress's breast. Also was grinding with multiple women. When you left crying at Clutch, Ron was holding hands and dancing with a female and took down her number. Multiple people in the house know, therefore you should know the truth.
Same exact letter vibes.
I didn't know what to say.
I swept your car today, this morning, 10:15 this morning. My insurance will take care of it.
Hey, Ryan's had a tough week, so he...
Yeah, I know.
He sideswiped a car in the parking lot. He blew his tire out on Friday. And what else did you do? Oh,
and
you
then on Monday, this past Monday, I cracked my windshield on 395 also. So I'm just having a terrible week.
You haven't taken the Metro, bud.
Yeah.
No, it's not that much money saving. So it's pick your poison. That's what I say.
I want to ask you a question about when you blew out your tire.
Yes.
Do you not know how to change a tire?
No idea. Zero idea.
What is going on?
Here's the thing. You're not going to change it. Are you going to change a tire on 395?
If I have enough room?
I was on the tight shoulder. There were tractor trailers blowing by me.
Hey, we're big guys, too. We're easy targets to hit.
Exactly. I would have been a pinball machine on that highway.
How do you not know how to change a tire?
It's just I've never had to learn about that. I know.
What do you mean you haven't had to learn about that? It's a life skill.
Well, not everybody has a jack in their car anymore. I don't have a spare in my car. So I couldn't even.
You don't have a spare tire?
No.
What year is your car?
2013.
I don't think I have a spare either because they didn't fix
mine. I have run flats.
They're under the trunk. Does everyone know that you realize that?
No. Not every car has spares.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never learned this stuff. This is stuff that it's life experiences. I'll learn.
Doesn't it make you feel less like a man?
Yes, it does. 100%. And I should know this.
I'll say this. I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay. If I get a hole in some drywall, I full blown panic. That hole will be in my wall for 6 years. Okay. But one thing I can do these is I can change a tire. Okay. Because I drove a 25 year old BMW at one point.
Hoopty.
That thing, we got flat tires all the time. And I had to learn how to do it.
What do you think about? I feel like we need to make some sort of man school. going.
This is because you're radio school.
I'm reinventing radio school.
Okay, into man school.
And I make it man school because I feel like there's a lot of Ryans out there that just are a little clueless when it comes to stuff like that.
There is, but that's what YouTube's for. There isn't there like guys on YouTube that says like dad, you know, like dads teach you all the tricks or something like
of
that.
Of course,
and they teach you all these dumb things that you should know: how to tie a tie, how to.
Yeah, you know how to tie a tie?
No, I do clip-ons, man. $15 at Marshalls.
I don't do clip-ons, but once I get a tie around my neck, I loosen it up and take it up over my head.
Yep.
And then I hang it up. The same night, not since junior prom.
Yeah, exactly. That's the nub way to do it.
You learned your first Windsor knot and you kept it ever since.
I can't waste time. I don't have time to waste. We're trying to figure that out.
What about grilling?
Yeah, I do grill.
Okay.
I do grill with charcoal too, so I do the hard way.
All right.
Put a little lighter fluid on there, light that sucker up.
Wouldn't you say that there's some sort of void to fill right now about men?
What do you mean?
Guys just aren't man. They don't know how to do manly stuff.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
But Ryan is a prime example.
I do have to check up my masculinity because I should be able to change a tire. I should. And I'll admit that. That's something I'll learn, though.
All right.
It's easy.
Here's a couple of things. Can you build a campfire?
Yeah, I have a bonfire set all the time.
Chance you can start a fire without a match.
Else do you start a fire?
Well, like
without
a Boy Scout would do.
You know, a Boy Scout with what?
If you were given flint, could you figure out how to start a fire?
No.
Okay. Hey, this is a good one. This one I should know how to do. Shine your shoes.
My dad
used to polish those dress shoes on.
That's an old school.
That is so old school.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that, but I'm intrigued.
We should know how to do that.
I'm intrigued by that. Because I remember my dad used to take his work shoes, and every time he would shine them, his hands would be all gross.
You know what, guys?
Covered in black.
But you know what? That's because a couple things. The quality of shoes used to be much better, so those shoes would last a long time. Now we just buy new shoes.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you remember Rockports?
Oh man, I probably know.
I've been obsessed with Rockports.
Yeah, I heard about these hyping up Rockports. Aren't those like old man shoes?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yes, I know these.
Hey, I remember when my dad took me to get my first pair of Rockports. Okay. So I was a high school.
Why are you proud of those shoes? Stink.
Those shoes were so expensive back in the day. All right.
Are they better than Doc Martens?
Rockports were the bee's knees.
I don't ever remember Rockports being the bee's.
Rockports were essential to every kid growing up who had to get dressed up for away games.
Oh, you mean like junior for JV? You had to wear like a shirt and tie on game days and khaki.
Wear your Dockers, and then when you showed up with Rockports, people noticed.
No, I was a Doc Martin.
Those were like $80 shoes back then. That was expensive.
Yeah, they look like old man shoes to me, but
they are. I mean, look at these. Oh my God, the Velcros.
All right, well, I didn't have the Velcro. What else is on your list for manly things?
Just had one for him, and I totally forget what it is. A lot of the stuff I can't do.
An oil change? How about that? Another car thing?
No, they make it hard to change your oils.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do that. But I remember my dad tried to teach me. I didn't really remember much, other than he threw the oil in the woods.
All right, I know. I know.
There's some third world animal out there.
That's definitely illegal.
Especially when we live that close to the water. My guess, don't tell your mom. That's all I remember, is that he dumped it in the woods and said, don't tell your mom.
Stallion, do you know how to unclog a toilet?
Of course. Yeah. I've had to do that one too many times in my life.
I'm a pro at that.
Yeah, I'm so good. Yeah. That's something I'm so good at.
I feel like that should be almost like an Olympic game.
Yeah.
That's right. You get time to see how long. Number one, you see how long it takes you to clog it. Number two, how long it takes you to unclog it.
Yeah.
I perfected it. No splashes either.
Why are toilets still getting clogged in 2022?
You know, they can't make the hole bigger.
Yeah. They want to make the drainage a little bigger.
What's going on? How have they figured this out by now? Yeah. Yeah. We're taking massive duties.
If I ever get my own custom house, I'm going to tell the architect, I'm going to say, why don't you make that diameter about 2 inches bigger?
Oh, you need like
they make them that way so they line up with the piping.
No, you need like one of those heavy duty toilets for like big people.
Oh,
you never seen one?
Come on.
Yeah. For like, they make toilets for like 600 pound people because they can't fit on a regular size toilet. So I think.
So what do you mean, like the surface?
The seat's like much bigger.
It can support a bathtub.
Yeah, it can support more mass.
They have it bolted into the ground.
And I would
for super large duties.
I would just assume the hole is bigger. Stallion, can you shuffle cards?
Yes.
All right.
I can. I can do a deck of cards.
What about cast a fishing line?
Yeah, I can cast. I can't set it up, but I can cast it.
So anybody can throw it, I guess. You gotta,
well,
like,
I mean,
do
that's
the
casting
thing.
A rod. I
you can start from the beginning. You can find a pole, you take it out of the truck, you hook the bait on it.
Oh,
that.
I can't do that.
No, you probably
so I can
put
cast
a bobber
it.
Or a sinker on it.
Yeah, no. I've tried doing that. I just can't. There's too many fisherman tricks out there.
This one I definitely can't do. Hitch a trailer.
That's kind of easy.
That's easy.
I've never done it. I'd be too scared.
I mean, there's an input and there's an output. You stick the input into the output.
And then you flip a switch.
You know how to connect the blinker so your trailer is connected to your blinker and all that?
Yeah.
There's just two wires.
Yeah,
never done it.
You just put it on it. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I know you can't throw a knockout punch. This is a good list. I don't know where this is. Oh, artofmanliness.com. Good website.
That's funny.
All right, we got a lot to talk about here. Even though there wasn't a ton of sports on the show this week, there's still a lot of things to get into, including Cakes' new hatred of San Diego. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back to Bit Season episode 45. Before the break, we teased Cakes' new hatred of San Diego.
Which is very strange because Cakes is a lover of all things California.
I think he's conflicted. I think that Cakes doesn't know what he's doing here, and he stepped into something that he's going to regret.
Yeah, and what's really weird is that Cakes, I'm not saying like he's wrong, but when someone, you know, shows him like why what he's saying is dumb, yeah, he digs in even more. like he doubled down on being wrong.
You know what I think it's from? I think it's Cakes. when this goes back to like the cap stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Cakes would like take shots at Pittsburgh, people always laughed and appreciated it. And he called Pittsburgh a dump and all this.
Yeah,
this stuff.
Yenzers, dipping your fries in mayo.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like everybody could get on board with that. Uh-huh. And then I thought it was a little bit weird where he was so like vitriol about the Panthers.
Yeah.
And it was, and it, the Caps were like the 8 seed, and
yeah, he was like, we have NHL superiority over you. You're the Panthers. Yeah. You're nothing.
Okay. No one had talked crap to Cakes. Like, people aren't trash talking Cakes about the Panthers.
I've never seen someone with more hometown pride.
Okay. Cakes is like, no, there's no fight that's starting. Cakes is starting the fight.
Yeah.
Cakes
is. He's being the bully.
Right? But why is that? Why is Cakes. And then the San Diego thing from this week. Juan Soto gets traded to San Diego. Who would even know if San Diego had fans, right?
Like, nobody.
Nobody's fighting with Cakes. No one's talking crap
no
to Cakes.
No one's chirping.
And saying, you loser, you know what, Nats fan.
This is what it is. So Cakes gets DC muscles.
All right. Okay.
Let me explain DC muscles. So these places that have a better program or a better franchise or a better team, all right, they can beat them in the arena. But what Cakes does is he takes his DC muscles out and he goes, well, you're an inferior city because I'm in the nation's capital.
Okay.
And trust me, it makes zero sense.
It makes zero sense because then he tries. Okay, I know that's the reason why. Because Cakes believes this, I live in the most powerful city in the world mantra. Okay?
That's
but that
exactly
doesn't have anything to do with sports.
No.
Because there's not one person on the planet who'd rather live in Washington,
D.C. over San
than
Diego.
San Diego.
Let me tell you something. San Diego is the most beautiful city in the world.
It's perfect.
All right? Does Cakes also know Washington, D.C. is probably the least desirable city to live from people all over the country? We are hated. People who live here are hated.
People can't wait to get out.
I like Washington, D.C. This has been my home now for over 15 years. I enjoy it. And I think there's a lot of things to like about it. But people who aren't from here and people who don't know it, and even a lot of people who do live here, like Eric Bickle, hate the area, right? It's mostly because of politics. And I get that. And it's so divisive and Congress and all that kind of stuff.
Traffic, cost of living.
But everybody loves San Diego. If there's one city that you don't want to shit on, sorry, is San Diego.
There's the one universally loved city is San Diego.
I mean, what's next? Honolulu Cakes?
Now, at least I don't live in Maui. Yeah.
Right? Cakes called San Diego a cow town.
What with your white sand beaches and blue water? It's so what 75 every day.
Cakes is so clueless sometimes, or he doesn't. You know, he gets started on something. And the Florida thing, I called him out on this morning. Sunrise, Florida, is a stone's throw outside of downtown Miami. Okay, of course they don't care about Panthers there, Cakes. They're out on the beach having fun, watching girls in little tiny triangle bikinis.
What's going on with this thing about city superiority based off of your number of pro teams?
I don't know. And Lurch brought up a great point. Is Detroit better than San Diego?
I know. Detroit has four teams.
Yeah.
No.
It makes no sense. And what about Cakes always chirping now at other fan bases? I thought Cakes was supposed to be the nicest junkie. Why is he always starting these fights with people?
I know. You know what's going to happen? Is some radio show out in San Diego.
Is he starting radio fights?
He's bringing back radio wars.
All right.
Some sports talk show out in San Diego is gonna catch wind of Cakes doing his bit, and then there's gonna be a radio war between us and some morning show on some AM talk station. And I'm kind of psyched to go to
war. I know, but it would be embarrassing because we'd have to defend Cakes and be on his side and know that he's wrong.
Hey, remember when... was it, who was it? Someone was making fun of Cakes' name or something, and then the guys didn't defend him. You don't remember this at all? I'm trying to remember what it was. Was it Cataldi? It might have been Cataldi.
Oh yeah, he would he mispronounce Auville?
No, 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 no. He's saying cakes. There's a guy named Cakes on the show. You don't remember this?
Yeah, now I do. Yeah, I think it was the Cataldi
and then
thing.
And then the guys just didn't say anything, and then we had to be the ones to stick up for Cakes because they were too afraid of conflict.
It was either Cataldi or Sean and RJ or something.
It was one of those two.
A crosstalk.
But that's what Cakes is emboldened. Because he has his three co-hosts and us to back him up.
Maybe that's why. So that's but why Cakes, if you're listening, we don't want to back you up on this. I want you to stop attacking other cities.
Although I'm desperate to see his list. I challenged him today because I wanted to see his top five worst cities that I guess have a sports team.
I guess Oklahoma City would probably be number one.
That would have to be number one. Remember he had hate for Buffalo.
He has hate for Buffalo. San Diego's on his list. I guess Sunrise, Florida's on his list.
I don't know. Baltimore would probably be on his list.
Also, South Florida has a million teams.
Yes.
I'm still not tracking with what he's saying. So if you don't have a championship now?
I don't know. I think it was championship. Now it's you have to have more than two teams.
Yeah. Cakes is very confusing. And he's not the nicest junkie.
He's actually probably the meanest.
Well, he's not the meanest, but he always gets that Cakes is the nicest junkie thing. It's overblown,
very overblown.
Yeah,
he just upset an entire city.
But one thing Cakes is right about is his love for the MGM National Harbor, and it was awesome this week where we finally got to announce that the JPO was coming back, and I think the guys are setting the bar pretty high.
I'm scared.
Making me a little uncomfortable.
So Cakes said during his Cakes Classic that he was talking with like the poker manager, and they were throwing out estimated numbers for people to sign up.
Very ballsy.
It's a high bar.
The phrase under promise, over deliver.
It's out of his vocabulary.
He's going to set us up to have a big egg on our face. If we don't break the record, close to previous years.
If we don't break the Maryland record this year, it's going to be considered a failure.
But why? I don't understand. Why would we break the record?
I don't know, because people are pent up and they want to do this again. And
nobody's pent up.
And MGM thinks
The power people could have played in.
The power of the junks is a big deal.
Yeah, but the power of the junks, is our brand any bigger now than it was 3 years ago? Probably not. Pretty similar, right? Yeah. If I had to guess, I'd say the numbers are probably going to be between 600 and 700 players. And it's not like we every year at the Borgata we beat it. And in fact, I think it was the opposite. It started going down.
This is what I care about. I care about bit season on the road.
What does that mean?
That means I'm excited that.
You want to do a remote broadcast?
I want to do a remote broadcast. I want to tape our episode of Bit Season while we're at the casino hanging out.
Ooh.
Maybe after the guys have a couple beers in them.
Want to do like a live stage show in front of an audience?
A stage show.
From the MGM Sportsbook or something?
Yeah, or at like the hotel lobby or the lobby where we're getting ready to shuffle up and deal.
So a bunch of people who don't know who we are come in there. And
look, I'm excited to expand the Bit Season brand.
I don't know if that's our clientele over there. Those people are there in and out. I mean, if they're there for the JPO, sure.
Of course.
But that's the night before. Most people show up on Saturday or Friday morning. Most people aren't staying the night there.
I want to do a show with some shenanigans and meet biddies.
Listen.
Ryan's in.
I want to meet biddies too. I don't know if I want to do a live show and have jokes from Tap Sports Bar.
Something like that. We don't have to go late.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, I was at JP's event over the weekend. All the Junkies listeners were there coming up to him. And also, they were even coming up to me over Bit Season.
You were getting Bit Season shine.
I asked JP.
JP said there were slightly more people there for the event than there were promotions people.
But still, those people who came up, some of them said hi to me and said they're Bit Season listeners. They're out there.
I do appreciate that. But hopefully, we would do a show in front of more than four people.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the guys are excited to do a JPL?
Yeah. I think it's one of the things that they're all on board about, and that they now, it's, in my opinion, they're not as excited, or it's not as fun as the Borgata days, because as EB likes to say, there's nothing like getting out of town. And so there's something about that, about disappearing for a few days, getting away from your family, and knowing that you know, you're kind of
like secluded on an island almost.
Right. And you would, we'd go up there, you know, a day earlier and just be a little bit more time away.
What do you think about my comparison when I said the P1 Super Bowls are the drinking show and JPO? Would you agree that they're on the same level, or do you think one is better than the other?
I think more
enjoyed than the other?
Well, I don't think, I might say neither.
All right. You got me intrigued. Why neither?
Well, the drinking show is like the JPO show, I should say, isn't, the people aren't there for the broadcast, right? They're not, I mean, they're going to come for, people will come early for the broadcast, but they're there to gamble. That's why they're there. They're there for selfish reasons.
I think the broadcast is fun. People kind of like it.
Well, they do, but.
But I think that you have the same kind of parallels where the drinking show, the guys kind of, not saying they lost their fastball, but they're not as into it as they were before.
No. The number one seed is the sundress party. Okay. Now, I know it's been a few years, but it's been a few years since we did the JPO. The sundress party is the number one stunner for P1s.
Why is that?
Because that's a social drinking event where you can come out and bond, and the point of it is to see women in nice outfits and looking good and day drinking. The JPO broadcast is just kind of like, and the guys are there drinking. The JPO broadcast is the guys just doing a show, and most people, you're usually in the studio. Most people show up like 30 minutes left in the show.
I know.
So it's not like some wild party.
I know.
You're thinking of like the Borgata days where guys are passing out on the couch.
The Big Johns. All that stuff.
Or Cakes, you know, getting so drunk, he's coming, he's locking himself out of his room. The junkies are old, okay? They go to bed early, and they don't get drunk. And then they get up, and then they shuffle over and do the broadcast for a few hours.
And then shuffle back and say, I can't wait to get bounced. It's like, go take a nap.
Is CK going to be mad at me when he hears this for underselling in the JPO, in the event?
I think you're being
truthful. It's not some wild party like in years past. At least I don't think so.
No,
still a good time, but
it's still a good time. But no, it's not some wild thing where everyone's going crazy.
Now, are you gonna play in this thing? I have no interest.
I will play in it if I get free rolled.
No, if you're free rolled. Have you ever been free rolled before?
I think I have. Once or twice, I have.
I like to just hang out.
You know what I don't like? I don't like spending my own $300.
Oh, and yeah.
I like seeing what kind of power this show has too.
Oh, you mean like Stallion getting a slice of that?
Stallion getting a piece. Me and you getting free roll.
No. My poker career is over.
It is.
You've retired.
I'm one and done. That Cakes Classic thing was too much stress.
Too much stress for you?
Yeah, I don't.
So if they say, Matt, do you want to play in it? You say, no, I'll decline. You'll say, no, I'll take a voucher for the sports book.
I know. I'll take a voucher for Shake Shack. That's what I'm sorry for.
You spend $300 at Shake Shack, you'll have to get a new toilet.
Give me $20 for Shake Shack, and I'll go back to my hotel room, fire up Pornhub, and have a better day than anybody else in that poker room.
That sounds like heaven. Hey, are they going to make, let me ask you a question. Are they going to make us room together?
I hope not.
I don't know if I'm.
I think we should get our own room. And then Stallion can come over and he can crash in my room.
Yeah.
And
AWOD if he wants to come.
AWOD can come down. Yeah, we got to fight for our own rooms. Because we are very benevolent when it comes to letting other people stay in a room.
I want my own alone time.
Plus, you know what? I don't want to share with Valdez either.
What lie are you getting ready to make up right now? He's going to say, he farts in his sleep or something like that.
What room did we stay in together?
It was for the Cakes Classic.
It was the MGM. I can't get that personal with Valdez. We have to have a like a working.
We have a work relationship.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't want to hear Valdez like farting in the middle of the night, you know, that kind of stuff. And this may make me uncomfortable. I don't want to see his bush. And then there was that whole thing last time about someone had to duty. Remember, I had to duty, and you said like, "Let me take a shower first or something."
He was afraid. Yeah, he was afraid to blow one in the toilet.
Around. You know why? Because there's a power struggle with me and you if we're sharing the same room. Because then it's like we're equal partners, right? So it's equally your room and equally my room. If if AWOD's in my room, I can dominate. Right. AWOD, I'm going to go take a crap right now. Get out of here. Yeah. Same as Stallion's in your room. Yeah. Stallion,
I like with the door open. Leave.
Stallion, I'm going to jerk off. You leave. Right. That's why. I need some power. I need some hand in this relationship, Boundies.
I remember when I spent the night with Drab at the Cakes Classic. My alarm went off at, was it like 3:50 in the morning? And then Drab goes, he goes, "You wake up this early all the time?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, I'm going back to sleep for 30 minutes." And then I got to tiptoe around Drab.
No, it's because we were at MGM and we get extra sleep in time there. Like the radio station is right down the street. So I was looking forward to sleeping until 4:30 and then driving over here real quick.
I
didn't really think Valdez needed to wake up at 3:45 at him when he was at MGM.
It was a little start your top. Day.
Well, I also want to go work out.
And then,
run a mile.
I don't like Drab's good night routine.
Oh.
What's wrong with my good night routine?
I don't like his good night routine because Drab's a family man. And so he's got to, I don't know what he's doing. He's got to go read every Dr. Seuss book to his little kids through FaceTime. But I'm sitting there trying to saw wood. I'm trying to get a pump off in under the covers. And Drab's reading Cat in the Hat.
I may have placed a phone call. I don't think I was doing.
I swear to God, he's FaceTiming and doing like.
Good night, sweetie.
Going to his kids, going, "This middle Matt, all dressed in black," singing nursery rhymes. So, "I will not eat green eggs and ham."
I do sing him a good night song every night.
Oh, that's
a terrible song.
Give us one. Come on, give us one for the rec. Come on, it's the biddies.
Good night, it's time to say good night. I'll see you when you wake up. Good night, good night.
You're way too good.
That's it. Hey, that made it up.
And that put me to sleep just like Hit the Skins.
Hey, Hit the Skins was so tilting this week.
We need Eric back.
We need Eric back. Cakes 2 minutes before the segment goes, "Hey, can you guys give me some skin stories?
Some red skin stories?"
And I'm like, okay. A heads up would have been nice. I thought you were prepping it. Maybe as producers, we could have asked him about it.
All right.
Usually he likes to prep his own segments.
That was funny.
All right, guys.
All right.
Well, Jeno, we are looking forward to JPO. Always a great time. And hopefully we can incorporate the sports book this year. Mm-hmm. I think that's what the station's going for. We're going to have more details to come. But make sure you block off September 8th, the evening, if you want to come out and hang out with us. September 9th is the day of the JPO.
Hey, you know what? Maybe if we end up having a live broadcast and we have tens of biddies there to watch us, you will do a live rendition of your Goodnight Lullaby.
No.
Yes, on mic. That's what I
If you
like
get a free
hear.
Roll, will you do it? Do.
We'll get Richmond John, and he'll play the chords to it, and then you'll do a live rendition of Goodnight.
We're going to have a mega bit season parlay in the sports.
Okay.
Biddies and Stallion, all kinds of live plays. All right. Valdez will be drinking and stumbling around, and Stallion will be, pass out drunk. We're gonna do all night. All right.
I'm in.
Sounds like fun. We'll do some West Coast baseball bets.
Oh, let's go.
What game did we do? Dodgers Pirates. We were live betting that game. last time. It was in Los Angeles. Yes. It was like the 10th inning. Me and you were sitting there drinking. Drinking, doing a live play.
I was like, man, honestly, I think the Pirates are going to win this one.
I swear to God, you go in a casino, it's like a siren song.
It is. Calling
you just,
your name.
Yeah, you just go there. And you just walk, and you walk in there with all those TVs, and you're in heaven.
Yep, it's great. It's a great place. Looking forward to the JPO. You guys have a great Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and we will see you soon on the Junkies and Bit Season. Take care, everybody.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.